What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Okay, now you have to say no to all the fun things because you have deadlines to attend to. Get busy working on your writing and your 4x6 piece of art. For the Word Festival's writing contest, you have until July 15th. That's Wednesday, people, to submit. Go to wordfestival.org for all the reasons why you should get your 1,500 words in by the deadline. If your artwork donations to support Healthy Island Project's biggest fundraiser of the year, those 4x6-inch masterpieces, aren't quite ready, this is the week. The artwork must be submitted by July 17th. HealthyIslandProject.org for details. I warned you, I tried to get you working on it sooner, but don't despair. Just get on it right now. If you got everything finished early, you could head over to the Good Life Center in Harborside, goodlife.org, on Sunday, July 12th, 2 p.m., this is tomorrow at 2, for a public screening of a new film about the alternative lifestyle of Ethan Hughes and his family. Haven't heard about them? They live an extreme off-grid and petroleum-free lifestyle on a roughly 10-acre homestead in Belfast. It's known as the Possibility Alliance. The community runs entirely without electricity or fossil fuels, focusing on radical simplicity, permaculture, and service to others. The Possibility Alliance acts as an educational homestead. They host hundreds of visitors and interns each year who travel to Maine to learn hands-on homesteading and permaculture skills. You can catch the film Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Good Life Center. That's at goodlife.org. Also on Sunday, we're invited to Scudic Arts for All's opening reception of Warren Hardin's Maine's Coast Captured in Paint. That's happening 2 to 6 p.m. The exhibit will be on display during the months of July and August. It's all happening at Hammond Hall. From the artist, for this collection of work, I wanted to showcase the array of boats found in our harbors. From Hinckley yachts and cutters to the dinghies found tied up on our docks and marinas, the craftsmanship that goes into water vessels has always inspired me. Come see Warren Hardin's artwork, 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, scudicartsforall.org, for more information about this event and others they have to offer. On Sunday night, 7 p.m., head to the Stonington Opera House for Bait and Switch, From Hollywood to Holland Traps, Anna Conathan's one-person show. You'll hear the circuitous story of how she traded her life as a protagonist in Hollywood for a supporting role as a deckhand on a Maine lobster boat. Drawing from her background in acting, stand-up comedy, and screenwriting, Conathan reels us into her tale of escaping the trap of hollow success and finding her most authentic self elbow-deep in baitfish and live lobsters. To find out more about that or all their summer offerings, go to operahousearts.org. If you were out and about on the Blue Hill Peninsula recently, you might have seen artists capturing a local landscape on canvas as part of the Blue Hill Public Library's annual Paint the Peninsula fundraiser. More than 90 artists have created over 100 paintings that'll be for the week-long auction, which starts on Monday. This annual event showcases the work of local and seasonal artists, including newcomers, in an online auction. It's open for bids from July 13th to the 18th. There'll be a closing reception next Saturday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. The final moments of bidding will take place during the reception, which always leads to competitive excitement. BHPL.net for more information about that. On July 14th at 5:30, head to the Criterion Theatre in Belfast for a silent film and music tribute to Edgar Allan Poe. It's conducted by Kyle Reitnauer. This is part of the Bar Harbor Music Festival's 60th season. But there is a disclaimer. These vintage films are low resolution, and due to the spooky nature of the material, this performance is recommended for age 13+. Viewer discretion is advised. For more information about this and other offerings during their 60th season, go to barharbormusicfestival.org. Join us for Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance Gather event on Wednesday, July 15th, 6 p.m. MWPA members and their friends can attend an in-person gather at one of many locations around the state. Join me, Sarah Pebworth, and Marie Epley at Marlantini's, or head to mainewriters.org to find locales from Eastport to South Portland. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?